Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Millions of Americans left their jobs since the onset of the pandemic in what's been called the Great Resignation. And for people who weren't fully prepared, they might be feeling some pangs of retirement regret. We're going to talk about that today, maybe how to unretire on your own terms, plus the latest on what's been going on with interest rates and inflation. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Later on in our show, Drew Frampton will be joining us. He's with O2 Mortgages. Here's the phone number we want you to have handy, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, and also check us out on that website, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, great to be here with you.
Hey, Luann, and since it's Mother's Day coming up here, happy Mother's Day to you and to all the other moms out there and to my wife, Anna.
Oh, thank you so much. So sweet. Yes, happy Mother's Day to everybody. That moms are kind of the main part of our whole being, right?
Keep things going.
They keep things going. Certainly, certainly.
And I was just going to say, too, is another thing that just happened over last weekend was Warren Buffett, the big festival or whatever you want to call it up in Nebraska there. And, he had kind of some interesting things to say about the fact that, inflation's all driven by the Fed overprinting money, but it was also needed to, react against COVID. So kind of some interesting things when you see what they say. And, it's kind of crazy that we have two guys in their 90s running a company and still going strong. So
I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I'm so happy that he's still around. I do want to talk about, though, this great resignation that is kind of being talked about as far as after the COVID pandemic, or during it. A lot of people might be experiencing some retirement regret right now. Goldman Sachs estimated that 2/3 of people who left the labor force during COVID, they were over 55, and many of them really didn't have a plan to retire, right? So they might be seeing some regret. 2019 RAND Corps American Working Conditions Survey, that's a mouthful. It showed that about 50% of people who are age 50 and older who were not working, not searching for work, said they would work in the future if the right opportunity came along. And then 40% of workers who were 65 and older are still currently employed. And they had previously retired, but now they're employed again. So anyway, I want to get your reaction on all that.
Yeah, I mean, lots of times people do stuff in the moment and, may not be the smartest long term, right? Especially with inflation coming back and, things getting more expensive. You might not have really realized what's going on. And then also sometimes people, if they're not really having a plan of what they're going to do when they're retired, they might get a little bored. They might say, hey, I want to go back and, still do stuff, even though I didn't like what I was doing before. Maybe I can do a job that's more fun now. And I definitely see that a lot with a lot of my clients where they'll get out of the job where they have to constantly be on their, on their phone or on their email 24/7 just about or whatever, and try to take more of a 9-to-5 job that has healthcare. That's usually a pretty popular option for a lot of people that I see where they just want to, kind of tone down the stress level. But still do something mostly just to get out there and be active and, be using your brain and, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
for a lot of people, they retire and they just stay that way. And it's great. But yeah, you definitely want to have a plan for what you're doing.
So if some people are experiencing this retirement regret, a senior researcher with RAND Corporation says that the Great Resignation does have a positive side to it because labor shortages are now creating more opportunities for people who want to unretire.
Well, yeah, I think that's totally true because, it's so hard to hire somebody and, it's just amazing how few people want certain jobs and want to do stuff. And so, especially for a lot of the workforce that we're talking about, if you're older like that, there's so much wisdom, so much experience that, if you wanted to come back in the workforce, I think you could do it pretty quickly and pretty fast. So, I would definitely be looking at that or, even if you're not super active or super serious about it, just put some feelers out there and see what it would be like. And, you know, you never know. You might see some opportunities that you really like to do.
So I always like to talk about, and you always talk about, creating a retirement income strategy. So people who may want to unretire, okay, by choice rather than being forced to go back to work, tell us what you could do for them.
Well, I mean, really what you always want to do is you want to have a, you know, the five areas taken care of: having a written income plan, have an investment plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. And, you know, if you're trying to unretire and go back to work, the nice part is now you can start putting more money away and, you know, stop tapping, you know, your various retirement sources, right? So, you know, you can build those up, let those defer for longer. Maybe now's the time then to do some more Roth conversions and get some stuff, especially a lot of companies nowadays have Roth 401ks, and maybe you previously didn't do that before because you're making a lot more and such. So lots of times if you do take some of these other jobs, it may not be quite the same income you were making before you originally retired, but you know, if you don't need the money that bad, then hey, put it in tax-free and get some money, you know, built up on that side of the world, and you're going to have a lot more options in retirement, because once you have some tax-free money versus some all money being pre-tax, then you've got some options when you take money out at retirement time. So, I mean, I think that's a big area that a lot of people don't really focus on. And, you know, really when we go through the blueprint to worry less wealth, I mean, speaking of moms, I mean, this one was named after my mom, who would always worry about different things. And,
yeah,
you know, we want people to have less worry about their retirement and more worry about where they want to go on vacation, you know, what fun they wanted to go do, and all those types of things, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, really what you want to do is, yeah, again, have that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. That's something what we do is here at Heckman Financials, we actually sit down with people, have a, you know, 15 to 30 minute phone call, just find out what's going on, what your situation is. And then from there, we go through the whole process, and we'll actually take you through that entire plan to tell you what course you're on. No charge. You know, there's no charge at all. We've been waiving this right now still. So there's no fee to you. And we'll just tell you, hey, here's what's going on. Here's where you're headed. And, you know, here's some issues you might want to take care of. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do that on your own. But again, no cost, no obligation. So, you know, I don't know why you wouldn't want to, you know, take some time to really take care of yourself and make sure that you're on that right path. So, you know, again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, you can either leave a message or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So, Eric, the Federal Reserve is poised to take a more aggressive action on interest rates to try to combat inflation. And I have Jerome Powell again talking about how it's been more than 15 years since we actually had a tightening cycle with monetary policy. Here's what he had to say. I want to get your reaction.
If you look at the last tightening cycle, which was a two-year string of 25 basis point hikes from 2004 to 2006, inflation was a little over 3%. So inflation is much higher now, and our policy rate is still more accommodative than it was then.
So let's talk about how rising interest rates could impact our bond portfolio.
Well, yeah, they're just going to keep killing it. I mean, you know, bonds are one of the worst places to be, and we've been saying that for, you know, for quite some time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the first quarter of this year was the worst bond market in 40 years. And so a lot of times people go, oh, no, I'm just mostly in stocks, you know, and such. And we're going to see a lot of rate increases this year. We saw the other one already. Now we're going to see more and more. And it's not going to stop. So, yeah, I would be very cautious if you're in bonds. There are better options out there. There are better places to have less risk and actually have no risk. And I would move more money to those types of areas. So again, you know, if you've got a lot in bonds, or you're worried about the bonds, or worried about the drop in the markets, and what should you be doing today? I mean, now more than ever is the time to kind of set some time and just say, hey, Eric, here's a little bit about my situation. We can kind of go from there and see if we can help you or not. So, you know, again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Lots more valuable information from Eric Heckman when we come back. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Stick around.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is president of Heckman Financial. Plus, he's also author of his book, Worry Less Wealth. And this book is much like what we talk about on our show. He wrote this to open up our eyes to all the things available to have a remarkable retirement. And he carries that in through this show as well to help us see maybe any warning signs and any planning that we've done before trouble begins. So you can get this book, Worry Less Wealth, on his website or just by calling his phone number. So his phone number, 800-454-1184, and his website, WealthCreatorRadio.com. So it is no surprise that inflation is kind of our top concern for people who are preparing for retirement. And Eric, CNBC says that 71% of retirement age investors are actually worried about a negative impact of inflation on their savings. I mean, you know, they're not going to be getting any more money in. I mean, as far as a paycheck goes, a personal capital poll. It was conducted by Qualtrics. They did this poll on people who are planning to retire in the next 5 years, and it says the same thing. Inflation is their biggest concern, and a third of those respondents in the poll said that it was really the pandemic that has made them worry about their nest egg and think that they need a larger one, maybe even worried about their standard of living. So for people who are worried about that bigger nest egg for retirement, what would be their first step in helping them analyze how they're doing?
Well, first of all, just having an income plan, right? They need to know, is that income going to be okay with inflation and counted in, with taxes counted in, and the different types of taxes, right? Is it 401k? Is it Social Security? Is it Roth? Is it, you know, regular money where it's got cost basis? So all those types of tools have different tax effects. So that's one of the things that you want to be looking for. Obviously, cash is not a place to be, right? Getting that 0.01 that might go up to 1% or something maybe as rates go up. But when rates go up, debt goes up fast, right? Mortgage rates go up fast. Credit cards go up fast, mm-hmm. Overnight. Savings accounts, very slow. Mm-hmm. That's going to take a lot longer for those to really go up. So yeah, cash is a horrible place to be in. And there are also financial tools that allow you to actually have a higher withdrawal rate. And that's an easy way to actually kind of counteract some of the effects of inflation is knowing that, hey, I can take out, 5 or 6% out of this tool and I'm going to still be safe. So a lot of times it's just about reallocation.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So this poll, this personal capital poll that we're talking about, basically indicates that about a fourth of pre-retirees have actually pushed their retirement date back. And then same amount of people are saying, I'm just going to work part-time in retirement because they are worried they haven't saved enough. Number one fear of retirees today. Are there any options then if you're afraid that you're going to come up short for savings? Any other options?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's lots of great tools. And again, first of all, you got to have a plan so you know if you are or aren't.
Right.
So having that written income plan that runs that money out. But there are some different tools. There's index annuities that can be a great tool where they can pay an income for life, or they can at least give you that principal guarantee and then have that money, paying back out to you, and it's not going to go away. So that at least gives you a good baseline. So that way, you don't have to worry day by day on the stock market side of things. And, so there are some ways to actually, in essence, kind of beef up that payment stream, make sure it's going there, make sure it's steady. But again, it's one of these things where you have to have the right types of money. So you have to have the three critical types of money. Is not everybody's pretty much in the market money with their 401k, because it's about the only options you get, right? Stocks and bonds. Mm-hmm. What you really need to do is with your other monies, your old retirement plans or your IRAs and just regular savings,
you need to have some foundational money. That's where like the annuity stuff can come in, have some guarantees, some stuff that's better than the bank, better than bonds. So that way, you know, you're earning a lot more. So that's going to help with inflation, but also it's paying out a lot nicer and steady. And then, you know, in between that, you want some steady income funds. These are things that typically are tied to real estate or debt or other things. And these are definitely good inflation assets. So they're usually paying you 5-7%. Plus they got hopefully some appreciation, but they're not really bouncing around daily in the market. So, you know, once you have those three types of money, it makes life a lot easier. And, you know, then you're not just all in one thing, which is mutual funds, stocks, bonds, ETFs, all those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's the part that really scares me, is anybody who's in those types of situations. So, you know, one of the great tools that we've come up with is this little checklist challenge, and it's total score is 34. And lots of times I have people say, I didn't get past 10, you know, so,
oh, dear.
So sometimes it's not so good, but again, it's better to know that now than later. Right. And so, yeah. So if you want to take this little checklist challenge, all you have to do is text us the word checklist, pretty easy. Text the full word checklist, no space, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184. Or you can do it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's talk about that. What goes into building this plan, this retirement income strategy, so that you can be confident about taking money out of those retirement accounts?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's, you know, making sure you have lots of little checks. So that's the weird part. Probably one of the best comments I ever had was one of my clients. He said it was like Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and he's running in the air before he falls. That's what it kind of first felt like to retire, because, you know, you get this check that you got twice a month right beforehand, and it was pretty easy and you always had it. Now it's, you know, maybe you have Social Security turned on, maybe not yet. You got, you know, money in the bank, you got retirement plans, 401ks, IRAs, you got Roth, you got regular money. You know, how do you get all these things to add up to that old check that you used to get? And so, yeah, it definitely takes some planning. I mean, it's kind of like if you get something from IKEA and they forgot the instructions, oh, good luck.
Oh, my.
All right. You know, here's a bunch of tools and a couple Allen wrenches. Right. And, you know, we'll see you in 2 days if you're still alive and haven't gone insane. Right. So that's what retirement can be like if you don't have that instruction map to say, hey, this goes here, this goes here. But unfortunately, there is no set tool, right? There's no set map or instruction guide. So really, it's just, yeah, having that income plan, knowing that money's running out, look at what risk level you have, making sure that plays out. And, you know, then taxes along the way, because lots of times people don't think about the fact that when you hit retirement, you get to pick your taxes, which seems weird, right? But you get to pick which tax bucket you're taking money from, and that's going to, you know, dictate how much tax you have to pay that year. So it's very different.
Eric, you know, MarketWatch does say that nobody suffers more from high inflation than retirees. And if you go back into the 70s, okay, those retirees who were living on that fixed income were hit hardest as all the prices started to skyrocket with inflation. And every year, retirees just got poorer and poorer. And now here we are, inflation is at the highest we've seen in 13 years.
Yeah, I mean, inflation really never sleeps. It just never stops. I mean, we all have that thing of, you know, I remember when,
yep.
You know, this was 25 cents or this was that, right? And so, you know, if you want to maintain that standard of living, you have to have, you know, your income rising over time. I mean, you have to have that money protected from loss, but also have it, you know, increasing. Because if it's not, you're going to be just kind of basically going backward. You know, you're going to feel like you're staying steady, but you know, your spending power is going backwards. So, you know, really what you need to do is have an income analysis that figures out how much you're going to need for retirement, you know, so that way you can do the things you want to do, right? To have that fund where mm-hmm. you can go out and do all those things. And, you know, look at the risks that pose to that plan, right? I mean, you want to see about not just inflation, but stock market volatility, tax increases, healthcare, everything, and then figure out how to have that income generated. For our planning, we've been waiving the fee, and so there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is really just set up a time. Let us figure out what's going on in your situation. We can kind of talk about it, figure out how to hopefully at least inflation-proof that analysis of your income. And really make sure that that money keeps growing, because in terms of cost of everything, it about doubles every 20 years. So that means whatever you need to retire on today, you need twice that in 20 years from now. So, you know, that's going to be a lot of planning to get that successful. So again, if that's something you want to do, you want to be protected against inflation, you really want to have that analysis done, all you have to do is give us a call. Text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online, book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Most of us will underestimate our lifespan by about 5 years or more, and we're going to talk about why that's so important and such a costly mistake coming up next with Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. You know, we have to make our money last a long time in retirement. In fact, that's the main risk, is living a long time. And we don't know how long we're going to live. So if we live 20, 30 years, you know, and then we have inflation on top of that, what's going to happen with our money?
Well, exactly. I mean, the cost of everything pretty much doubles every 20 years. So, you know, if you need, say, $7,000 a month to live on now, that's going to be $14,000, you know, in 2040s, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, you definitely need to have that money growing. And one of the weird ones I had is at a person, I was trying to figure out when this was exactly, but it's probably the early 2000s. I talked to this gentleman, and he was down in the Monterey area, and he had turned on his Social Security at 62, the youngest age with the smallest check, because when he first retired, all the, you know, CDs and stuff were paying 6%, 7%, 8%.
Oh,
so he didn't care, right? And that's why he said, I wasn't worried. And then, of course, interest rates dropped like a rock, mm-hmm. right? And all of a sudden, that income dropped down. And then guess what? Now he's got a smallest Social Security check you can get. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes up with inflation, but not very much, because it's a smaller, you know, starting dollar amount. So the other problem, too, is I find is a lot of people just, they plan on today's economy being there for the next 20, 30 years, which obviously now we're almost the exact opposite from what that gentleman had, is now we're starting to see rates go the other direction, and things start going back up from zero, and inflation coming back, which then it was going down some. So, you know, yeah, you cannot plan on your whole time from just, okay, everything's just today and it's all going to be same for the next 20, 30 years.
Right.
Not going to work.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. Our economy today is not going to be the same throughout all of our retirement. So then the question is, how do you help someone create an inflation-adjusted spending plan for retirement when there's just so many unknowns, you know?
Yeah, obviously there's, you know, I do have a crystal ball in my office. I've never been able to turn it on. So it turns out there's no on switch. I haven't figured it out, but... Huh. But it looks nice.
Yeah.
Although it probably gets
crystal.
Dusty. Yeah. And, you know, no. So it is one of these things where you can't, you know, you can't guess all these details. But what can you do? Right? It's what can you control versus what you can't control. And so what are the things we can control? Well, we can control how we're putting our money away and where we're putting that money away. And, you know, what types of protections it has. Is it increasing over time? Obviously, we don't plan on saying, okay, we're going to have $7,000 for the rest of our life and, you know, never have it increase. Nope, we're going to have it, you know, growing with 3% inflation. You know, some stuff doesn't inflate. You know, the mortgage is one of the best things in out there. So, you know, if you retire and you still got a mortgage, if that mortgage is going to be around for 15 or 20 years still, those payments, they're the same payments all those years. So in a weird way, mortgages actually get cheaper in retirement, which, you know, sounds weird.
Yeah.
But they don't go up, right? So, yeah, having a plan that takes that all into effect is really the key thing, is looking at that and making sure you're adjusting for that, not only just the inflation aspects, but also the tax aspects of those different types of dollars, right? Which types of money are you taking from where? Once you hit 72, you have to be taking out a lot more IRA and retirement monies because you've got that required minimum distribution. What's that going to be like tax-wise? You know, all those things. So it's not just inflation adjusted, but it's also tax adjusted. And so you need to have that all done. And that's one of the great things that we actually have here at Heckman Financials. We got some really, really good software that does that exactly. And the best part for my clients is, you know, once they start working with us every year, we can kind of adjust that. We can see, are they on track? And also your spending is not linear. Yeah, you have that bucket list of all those things you do. And of course, the pandemic slowed down a lot of those things that people wanted to do, right? And so, you know, if you're trying to finally do all those things, typically they cost money. If you want to do that European river cruise or Machu Picchu or, you know, whatever, you know, kind of fun trips you want to do. And so typically people spend a little bit more in their first 5 to 10 years of retirement. So you also need to plan that in. And so, yeah, there's a lot to go into that. But yeah, if you've got some good tools and somebody who's been doing this for 30 years and seen how people retire, you know, yeah, that's the big thing. And I mean, my goal is to help 1,000 people by 2031 retire. And, you know, that's what we're trying to achieve, is helping those people do that. And, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to get a little bit more information, you know, we can set up a 15-30 minute phone call just with me. And we'll talk, go over your situation and see if we should build that blueprint to worry less wealth or not for you. So again, that's if you want to set that up, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. You'll get a link to set up a time, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So many people are worried about inflation, Eric, because they want to have that same lifestyle in retirement. They want to live that. How much do we need to save?
Well, everybody should be at least saving 15, and if you can be really great, 20.
Okay.
And so that's tough. You know, for like my son, who's my oldest son, who just got out of college and stuff. Yeah, no, I was talking to him about, you know, okay, you got that 401k now at work, you know, put it all on the Roth side and do at least up to the match, which most companies, that's only 5 or 6%. Then the other money should be going to liquid savings, you know, boring savings that ain't going to make any money, but it's going to prevent you from having interest on credit cards and other things. So yeah, have that 6 month savings. And then in between, you want to build up that medium term money, you know, just regular investments. So that way you can have access to, you know, buy a car, get a house, all those types of things. Well, obviously, as you get older and older and you've built up some more of those other buckets, that emergency bucket, maybe some of that medium term type money. Yeah, then you just want to be plowing most of all that to retirement savings, right? And have that money building and growing and tax deferred. And hopefully, if a lot of it's Roth, it's all yours at retirement. If it's not, if it's traditional money, then yeah, you have to remember that 100,000 in your IRA is really like 70. Mm. And yeah. So it's like you got a mortgage, it's called taxes. So the only way to really do that is just, yeah, the more fuel you add, the farther your car will go, right? And so that's what you got to do, is just keep fueling up that retirement engine, and it'll go longer, it'll help with inflation. But yeah, if you're not adding much fuel, it's going to be really tough to get very far.
Yeah, listen to what Eric is saying. You know, 15, he gave you a number, how much you should be saving, 15% to 20%. And believe me, it's going to get, becoming 60 is going to get here a lot quicker than you think, because I'm 62 and I'm like, wow, you know, we didn't save enough. Sure wish we would have. So here I am, you know, going to be working for a long time. Now, inflation is just one piece of that whole retirement puzzle. So what would be some of the other concerns that we need to pay attention to in retirement?
I mean, of course, the big part is everybody wants to make sure that money lasts for their whole life, make sure they're not going to run out of money and all of a sudden be, you know, 85 and what to do now, right? You don't want to be living on the streets or something like that. So how do you make sure that money lasts? Well, yeah, you've got to have an income plan that figures out how much you're going to be spending, looks at those risks of inflation, market volatility, tax increases, healthcare costs, all those things, and, you know, really how to keep that standard of living going. And, you know, that's what we've been doing here at Heckman Financial for the last 30 years, is helping people do that shift from working to retirement. And you know, it's very critical, and the math is very different than what it was when you were just, you know, working and trying to accumulate that money. So again, we've been waiving our fee right now for this planning. So if you want to set up a phone call for 15, 30 minutes, we'll talk, we'll figure out your situation. And then if you want us to do that blueprint, again, no cost, no obligation. It'll tell you where you're going, where you're headed, and then what actions you might want to take. And then it's up to you to take action. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word visit to get a link, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back with more.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Got my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. And we'll be talking about, you know, should you be buying, what should you be looking at, and more. So good to have you here, Drew.
Eric, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, for people that maybe they've been renting for a while and they're looking at the markets and they're saying, okay, things are changing around. You know, I wanted that big, huge house, but should I buy a condo? Right. I just literally had this discussion with one of my clients that, you know, the daughter wanted this bigger house, and it's like, yeah, it's just, it costs too much. She probably needs to get a little bit more reality check and go to the condo level. So what's kind of like the thought process or the process you take people through when they are trying to figure out, should they buy or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's multifaceted for sure. I have my canned advice that I give out, and I give it out no matter what the market is. So people kind of sometimes are a little skeptical because I say it's always a good time to buy, and they look at me like, oh gosh, here we go. Here's the sales pitch. But it's always a good time to buy if you have a few conditions in place, right? So, you know, whether you should buy a big old house or a condo, my thought process is, you know, look at the long term, right? Can you stay in that home for 5 to 10 years? If you buy a condo and you're going to outgrow it in a year, that's a little bit more risky than I'm comfortable as far as advice goes. So I usually tell people, you know, rule of thumb, right? There's certainly ways that, you know, you can break these rules of thumb, but for the most part, look at a outlook of somewhere around 5 to 10 years. Hopefully, if there is any kind of down market, you can wait those times out and then sell when it's the right time for you.
Yeah. And I mean, really, I tell people that pretty much the same with stocks. I mean, really, you really should have a 5-year outlook on when you're investing in stocks, because, you know, again, there's downturns, you know, and usually for most real estate and stock market cycles, 5 years is usually covers most of the downturns. There's definitely some that go longer for sure. So ain't going to be perfect. But in terms of, like, you know, if they do that 5-year outlook, I mean, should they try to go to that biggest possible house, or do they, you know, whatever you want to call it, lower down their dreams or something, and, you know, and take the little bit smaller place? And I mean, what do you usually say on that?
There's kind of two schools of thought. I kind of run them simultaneous, which is figure out what you qualify for and then figure out what's affordable for you. The qualification, that's a lender's comfort level, right? And a lot of times these days when I meet with my clients, I'll show them what they qualify for and they go, no, can't do that. That's crazy. Who would ever do that? So it's a lot of times higher than what you're comfortable with. But it's good to know that there is a parameter for the lender. And then on the flip side, figure out what you're comfortable with on a monthly payment. And, you know, Eric, we've had these discussions. That might change depending on interest rates. So figuring out, all right, I pay a good starting place is how much do you pay in rent today? And then what would your mortgage payment, including your insurance and property taxes, look like? A lot of times that's higher, but there's some other built-in features that will effectively lower that, like possible tax savings, you know, the fact that you're paying down a debt as opposed to just paying the landlord. And then as well, you're going to have some hedge against inflation and rent hikes and things like that. So look at affordability through that lens and make sure you're not going to sell the dog and cancel cable and never eat out again.
Right. Have a nice big house that you can't afford to furnish because you didn't leave any money for, living and lifestyles or barely can turn on the utilities.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm a parent now, and when I was young, I didn't value sleep as much. But now sleep's really important.
It's very important.
If you're going to buy a home that's going to keep you up, don't do it, in my opinion.
You know, and a lot of times I find people say, I don't want to buy a condo or a townhouse because they don't appreciate as much as a regular house. Well, I mean, I've got one client who bought a place in Fremont, and when his family expanded and stuff and they wanted to get a new place, he was, it took a lot, but we were able to figure out a way to, not sell that one, refinance, take a little bit of money out, help pay for the new house. And, now, I mean, he's doing great because that other one, the rents have gone up a lot since then. And, so he's never had to sell that one and, still has his old property, tax basis and all that stuff. And then, now he's got, of course, the new one that's gone up even more. So I think a lot of times people kind of, want it all at once. And it's like, a lot of times it's better to ease into it too, because then it's more affordable, it's more doable. And like you said, as long as you can be there for a few years, you could either sell it or just rent it out, when you want to, move on.
Absolutely. Yeah. And your first house doesn't have to be your forever house. It can just be that. It can be your first house. And then what's great about real estate is you'll have so many options. You can do like what your client did where they, kept the home, had it as a rental property. That's a great, part of their whole portfolio. They can sell it, take that equity and buy the next place. You have lots of options. And that's what I like about real estate, is just all the options that you would have. And sometimes they're tax, advantaged options, as far as, if you sell real estate, you're not going to be paying as much capital gains. If it's a primary residence, there's just some really interesting things that you should look into. You can ease into it and figure it out. And that way, if let's say the market does take a dive at year four, you can say, well, the monthly payments are very affordable. And until I sell, it doesn't really matter what the value of the house is.
Yep. No, exactly. And again, we're talking to Drew Frampton from O2 Mortgage. This is Wealth Creator Radio. I was listening to Eric Heckman here. So, and the other thing too is for retired people, sometimes, maybe they're renting for a long time, or maybe they had a lifestyle change, divorce or whatever. And, maybe they got remarried now and they want to go into buying that house. And lots of times it's a little tougher, a little funkier to apply for a house when you don't have that every 2 week paycheck coming in and it's retirement income. So what are the things that retirees need to figure out if they're trying to buy a house?
Absolutely. And that's a great question. So, lenders, they have some criteria that they look at: your credit scores, your down payment, the assets that you have, the collateral for the loans, the house itself, right? Is there, leaks coming through the ceiling or holes in the floor, right? So if all of those have been checked off, then the big thing that a lender is going to be looking at is what we call your debt to income. So the monthly debt that you have, right? So we're looking at car loans and, if you co-signed for a student loan, credit card bills, right? The monthly amount that you pay, as well as the housing payment. And we look at your income. And, if you don't have that 2 week steady paycheck coming in, then a lender is going to have to do something else to figure out, can you pay back these debts? Can you make these timely payments? So there's a few ways. One, you can pull money out of retirement and set up some sort of reoccurring withdrawal, we can actually just, if you have enough money in different accounts, we can just look at those assets in the account and do some sort of arithmetic to say, well, you've got, you know, $1 million in the bank. And if we, you know, divide that by 360 months of housing payments, you've got plenty to make these mortgage payments, right? There's a few different ways, but a lender is ultimately going to come up with some sort of way to come up with a monthly income number.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think that's kind of the key is knowing the process, knowing, you know, well, really talking to somebody who knows what they're doing, because some of these situations, sometimes you run into, you know, just those little online, you know, companies that they don't really, you know, if you don't fit in their little box, you know, they're just not going to be a good source for you. And they're not going to give you the right information or even maybe have the right tools or the right, you know, resources to redirect you to, you know, different, you know, investors and different, you know, banks to use, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in terms of, you know, your process, if somebody does want to, you know, maybe look to buy or figure that out, and no matter what their situation, if it's first time or if it's, you know, who knows how many times in retirement, you know, house, you know, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you and go through your process?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. We like to make a plan with you. You're going on a trip. It's called buying a home or refinancing. Let's plan early because we don't want to get to that, you know, gate and realize, oh no, my passport's expired or something like that. So, you know, plan early. Give us a call. It's never too early.
Yep. And so, well, here, what was that phone number one more time?
408-610-3210.
We have his info and more at wealthcreatorradio.com. But yeah, it was great talking to you, Drew, here, and we'll have you back on next month.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Eric.
Well, with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. You know, he's an author as well. And we always tell you about his book, Worry Less Wealth. He wrote this book to open up our eyes to all the things available that are out there for each of us to have a remarkable retirement. So that's why he does this show every single weekend, too, to help you discover how you can worry less. Eric, you have a wealth success story for us today, and we always love to hear about something good that's happened with some retirees that you know of. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this is a client of mine that's been a client for a while, and she was working high tech. She was divorced, you know, basically a single mom. Her son's gone through college now and out on his own, and you know, she was living in Mountain View near Google and Facebook, so her house was insanely valued. And so she hadn't, you know, with the divorce and all that, she hadn't ever made like huge income. She was pretty much normal kind of income levels. You know, took another job in the public sector, and you know, she's going to be working probably for another year or two, but that's all she wanted to do. And after she decided to sell her place, she paid cash for a condo actually downtown here, pretty close to my office. And the amazing part now is, you know, she doesn't have a mortgage payment, right? So she doesn't have to worry about that. She lives near a bunch of stuff that she can just walk to and enjoy. You know, she didn't move that far from, you know, where she was living before, but that by doing that sale, now she's freed up all this other cash to be able to do whatever she wants, right, in retirement. Yeah. So now she's all of a sudden being able to have that income and have that security. We went through the foundational steady income and market-based monies and, made sure that some of this money is guaranteed, that it can't go away. Some of that steady income that can turn on and start sending her checks every single month and, then having some still in the market. And, so she's positioned for all sorts of things that can come at you down the road in retirement. But, in terms of how much she needs to live on, I mean, the funny part is she was, she's in a job where it's fairly tough and she's just like, okay, I don't know if I want to just, say call it quits, if I get too annoyed or something. So, it's not always, you don't have to have a ton of money, right? You just have to sometimes be a little bit more strategic. And if she just tried to live in that same house that she was in and live off just what she'd saved up, she didn't probably have enough for sure. Again, that's something we want to be able to help you with. So if you wanted to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, where we look at all those things, look at where you're at today, and then tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things you might want to pay attention to. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.